This is 5 Minute Friday!
How do we stay calm in the moment of letdown and chaos? I want to start today's episode with a quote from author Travis Bradbury, who said, "Mistakes and pressure are inevitable. The secret to getting past them is to stay calm." We talk a lot about the big picture of embracing failure and overcoming disappointment, but what do we do in the moment when something goes wrong? There are ways to handle setbacks as they are happening in the moment of a big time pressure situation. I want to give you a couple examples. Recently, we had the Summit of Greatness, our fifth annual Summit of Greatness, but we had to do it online, virtual, digital. And we'd never done an online virtual event live. And we knew there were going to be some issues. We just knew there was going to be some streaming issues, some audio issues, video issues. We had a lot of different moving parts. And at one point on the last day, once we thought we had everything smooth, we decided to do something different. We added in a special guest at the last minute. And for whatever reason, the audio went out on me. So I'm trying to introduce this guest and no one can hear my voice. My producer, Ben, he's running around behind the scenes. My videographer, Tiffany, she's running around. They're yelling, they're scrambling, and I'm in front of the camera where no one can hear me. And what felt like this moment of chaos and stress, which was, uh-oh, there's thousands of people watching live and they can't hear me. What do we do? I needed to be calm and cool in front of the camera and not get flustered myself, not scream, not get upset, not run around. And I needed to stay calm. Another moment I had was we actually booked a guest and someone who was completely different than we thought and had prepared for showed up. This is a very funny moment, actually. We had booked Don Miguel Ruiz, the author of The Four Agreements, but what we actually didn't realize is when the publicist was reaching out, he was booking us his son, Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. So when his son shows up and I was completely unprepared, I had to learn how to actually make it a great interview without preparing at all for that guest. These were a couple of moments that I've had where in the moment, stress and chaos is happening and I had to be calm. I had to be prepared to shift and kind of roll with the punches. And there are some key things that you need to take on in your life and to understand on what you can do to make the most out of a tough moment, out of the challenges in the moment. How do you handle that pressure? And there are 5 key steps on how you can truly stay calm during letdown.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
Now, the first step is something I learned from Navy SEALs. They have a quote that says, "Under pressure, you don't rise to the occasion. You sink to the level of your training, and that's why we train so hard." So step one is, I know we're talking about this in the moment of how to handle it when there's chaos, but preparation matters for those moments. In sports, we'd always say, you don't have to get ready if you stay ready. So what that means for me is prepare for the worst moments so you're better when the worst happens. Because inevitably, when you're getting ready for a speech, when you've got a presentation in the boardroom, when you're doing a job interview, there's going to be some letdown, some breakdown at some point in your life. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. So be prepared and prepare for those things. That's step number one. Step number two is be willing to be uncomfortable and give yourself permission for discomfort. The Yes Theory guys, they have a saying that says, seek discomfort. If we're always comfortable all the time, then it's going to be extremely uncomfortable when those moments occur. And then you're going to beat yourself up. Give yourself permission for discomfort. That's step number two. Step number three, slow down. When the wrong guest showed up, I acted as if they were supposed to be there. Even though I was like, who is this person? This is not the person I'm supposed to interview right now. And I had prepared for someone else. I'd read someone else's books. I did all this other preparation. I acted as if they were supposed to be there. Even though I was shocked on the inside, I didn't really let that person know. And so I slowed down. Same thing happened when the tech issues during the Summit of Greatness. I didn't react and get all flustered. I just took a breath and slowed down. It feels like it's taking an hour to solve an issue that's probably 20 or 30 seconds. Because when something doesn't go our way, we have an expectation. And then all of a sudden we get this fight or flight mode, and you need to slow down and start to breathe slower. Don't match the level of the crazy energy going around you. Be the calm among the chaos around you. That's step three. Step four, make sure you don't see other people flustered, because if my audience watching live saw me freaking out, they would freak out. If the guests coming into my studio saw me questioning something and freaking out, it wouldn't have made a great interview. So make sure the people around you don't see you flustered. And you can do that by slowing down, by training for discomfort, and by preparing yourself for that moment. Step five, realize perspective. Every moment makes you stronger, teaches you something, prepares you for something bigger. I've had so many embarrassing moments in big pressure-filled situations. I used to beat myself up if I wasn't perfect, and that just left me more stressed. Now I just know this is part of life. It's part of making me stronger. It's part of making me more humble. These moments are going to happen, and it's okay. It's how you respond to the situation which determines who you are. And I want to close with a quote from Nelson Mandela, who said, "I never lose, either win or learn." Every moment that we have that could be a big pressure-filled moment that seems like a letdown, seems like there's chaos or something didn't work out the way I wanted it to, it's all lessons. You either win or you learn. Nothing is ever a loss. This is all part of the beautiful experience that is you, that is your story that you're writing in your life. And these lessons are going to teach you something for the next chapter as well. I hope you enjoyed this 5-Minute Friday. And as always, if no one's told you lately, you are loved, you're worthy, and you matter. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.